Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
PM, you guys know what time it is. Transmitting live from Mars. I'm here, joined by my co-host from D.I.D. Uno, Jovi P. We're going to be running shorthanded tonight, but you know, it is what it is. We're built for the task.
Are we though?
Yeah.
And I know he's listening, so I always give him shit when he don't show up.
Right.
As usual. When he doesn't show up, it's fuck Midwest Z.
Fuck Midwest Z.
Handle your BI, my nigga, but fuck Midwest Z.
Yeah. Right. But at the end of the day, you know, the show's going to roll on as usual. Wow. Jeezy's album, Recession 2, came out on the heels of the Versus battle that, you know, I felt like we should have had a show like the next day just to kind of cover it because this has so many talking points, and that being that happened like 4 days ago, it's like almost old news, but they keep finding more and more shit to talk about from it. You know,
I mean,
Stacey Abrams is on there. Like, they really,
yeah, that wild shit.
Yo, they really pulling this Democratic Party loyalty from the black people card, like, hard body right now, son. Hard body.
I really, that it's not, you know, that Nancy Pelosi, everybody, let's everybody on the hill wear kente cloth because, you know, this other black guy was slain that we know nothing about. But
right.
I really feel like I don't think that's been the approach from some of the, I guess, the melanated people of the Democratic Party. Like, I don't know. Like, I just really want to see people that are utilizing the platform or that's, like, utilizing the culture. And I really want to be hopeful that they're using the platform for the purpose that they're illustrating and there's not a hidden agenda. So anyone outside of the U.S., you know, they have a whole special election thing going on with Georgia, and the control of the Senate is hanging in the balance.
It swings on that one.
Yeah, so I understood, considering, you know, Atlanta carries the majority of Georgia as far as how that state votes.
Right.
So I got it, but like I said, it's just I hope it's not more of the same.
I hope we're not seeing through this whole thing. Yeah. We hope we're wrong. Like we always say in the show, we hope we're wrong about the shit that we talk about, but it's like the data
we know history
falls in our favor. Yeah,
we
the data
history
falls in our favor, man. And speaking of history, historically, this is not one of those shows, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to go there. I want to talk about. I'm going to bring up PJ. What's my man? PJ Tucker from. PJ Walker. I'm going to talk about PJ Walker in a second. Historically, black people in this country, when they started running for Congress, were Republicans. But the the angst for Republicans at the time, because the black people came around, went, you know, Democratic, and then the Dixiecrats were formed to come back to the Republican side after all of the wishy-washy shit was going on. Not going to get into that whole story. Do your own research. But saying this, historically, black people were Republicans, right? If they're really making a push, like, you know, and we're hoping for the best with this on the political scene, they could, if they really want to, they really could make black people a Democratic Party, just on the fact of if they hold true to the values, like you're saying, Jovi, that they're pushing for. If they're allowed passage, or not only like using that word allowed passage, but if they create new opportunities that was only around, or a similar opportunity that was only around back when, you know, black people were Republicans, then hey, more power to them, and, you know, mission accomplished. But again, like you're saying, if this is just, you know, pouring syrup on shit and calling the pancakes right here, then, you know, I feel sorry for you, Mata. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Right.
This is one of those things. Like, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop one way or the other, depending on how things are going to fall. I mean, me personally, you know, I don't believe in the political system as a whole, period. Because right wing, left wing, it's on the same bird. They're all working for the same bosses. But again, these are the rules that, living in America, you got to play by certain rules. So, you know, here we are at this juncture. You know what I mean? I do care about that at that much to kind of consider what I should do with my voice. But long story short,
yo,
it was a show. It was a hell of a show.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a
so
show.
To bring it back, you know, bring it back to sports, and, you know, we're gonna lead into the break. So, the Monday Night Football game, you know, the Bucks playing the Rams. Fournette.
They have the Rams defense tonight
for the touchdown. Yeah, I'm running their defense too, only because I'm hoping that Zesty Ramsey show up. So, speaking of old Zesty, I think him and Mike Evans might actually get into some type of altercation this season.
A real fight, some real fight. Because Mike Evans,
some real fight, like,
yeah, Mike Evans like the Matt Barnes of NFL, light skinned nigga, but he with the shit.
He goes against all light skinned stereotypes.
All
like,
light skinned principles.
He with the shit.
He down to get that skin bruise, nigga. He don't give a fuck. He don't clamp in a couple days.
But yeah,
I'll
so I'm saying that because he's like, it's like everyone knows Mike Evans pushes off at the top of his routes. Like, you can pretty much dictate which route he's running based on, you know, in football terms, pause for this whole statement, his release. Like, you can tell when he gets to the top of his route,
right,
which way he's, you know, which way he, you know, he pushes off, what route he's pretty much running. So, and Jalen Ramsey's been on, he's been like a step ahead most of this time. Like, the touchdown he scored it away from Ramsey. So, it's just looked like it's getting real chippy early.
Okay. That makes for good football. Ask Baltimore. Ask Baltimore, because they showed up kind of pulled a T.O. on them niggas yesterday. A whole team-wide T.O. He pulled on them yesterday. They stood to it. They stood to it also, man. But, yeah, P.J. Walker, man, his story is great. I just hope his success isn't at the expense of Teddy Bridgewater for the second time. I'm hoping that's not the case.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's not the case. Teddy can't get a break,
man. I hope not.
I mean, he can't get a break, man. But PJ looked like, you know, he started learning how to read the defenses a little better. You know, he can do something in the league, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little
one
early
of those
to say.
His fault, so.
Yeah. One of them really was, though. He just threw it straight to the D back. I was watching it right in the end zone.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, that was. I could have.
That
saw
was you.
That. Yeah. I could have saw that.
That
don't throw it over there. And I ain't even a quarterback, nigga. But yeah, man. So yeah, good story. He was at Temple, went undrafted, I think 2017. Then went to the XFL. And then he got picked up by the Panthers. Yeah. Yeah, then he got picked up by the Panthers, man. So, you know, hats off to him, man. You follow your passions, man. You know, put your mind to it. You won't get whatever you want. But yeah, 9-10. We're gonna talk about the Jeezy album, and I want to touch on a few points, that we didn't get a chance to discuss. Even on, you know, we're not gonna dwell on it too much again because you know it's kind of old news at this point, but we haven't got a chance to discuss it yet, and it's still relevant because they're making memes now, and fucking everything they can on the internet is taking full advantage of the show that was Gucci versus Jeezy. So we'll get into that on the way back. 914-219-0860 is the number to dial. Trimming Life from Mars, Jovi P. I'm Safe James. Get into this break. We'll be right back.
Play them games. We don't do priorities. Niggas want the fame. Niggas take the mortgage money, buy them a new chain. One thing about a broke nigga, they just gon' complain. Nigga just killed that nigga. Nigga just pulled that trick. Nigga just came home early. All cause he told on his nigga. Nigga gon' rock that ice. Nigga gon' take your life. At the red light, no lights. Nigga gon' take that right. Nigga fake band that Gucci. Nigga start rocking that Dutch. Say he don't really fuck with me. Nigga don't even really know me. Nigga gon' say he rich. Then he gon' fuck your bitch. Then he gon' drop a mixtape. Nigga gon' ice his wrist. Niggas all the same. Niggas play them games. We don't do priorities. Niggas want the fame. Niggas take the mortgage money. Buy him a new chain. One thing about a nigga, they just gon' complain. Nigga gon' look you in the face. Nigga gon' tell you a lie. Popeyes ordered all wings. Nigga gon' give you a thigh. Another nigga say he can't do it. Nigga ain't even gon' try. Nigga gon' sell you a dream. Say they all down for the team. Say they all sold for a chain. Nigga cross you out for some bling. Nigga want a brand new coupe. Nigga wanna smoke like Snoop. Every time a nigga hit the strip club, nigga wanna fuck like Luke. Don't try to run nigga in the strip club, nigga might fuck around shoot. Nigga ain't taking no blame, nigga ain't saying I'm sorry. Nigga shot all up in it, nigga wanna go see Mari. Niggas ain't got no goals, niggas ain't got no hoes. Nigga might smoke a whole zip, some for a nigga kill nip. Niggas all the same. Niggas play them games. We don't do priorities. Niggas want the fame. Niggas take the mortgage money. Buy them a new chain. One thing about a broke nigga, they just gon' complain.
Now 9:14 p.m. Save James Jolie P. Minus Midwest Z. We transmitting live from Mars. We doing it all the way live from D. Well, I was gonna say the D.C. area, but that nigga don't live in the D.C. area no more. He in a whole another universe out there in Wakanda. Farming
Wakanda
vibranium,
forever,
farming vibranium and shit. You know what I mean? But
Wakanda forever,
nigga. That song, I appreciate that because it was a concept. It shows me range. It shows me depth. The overall project, we'll get into that in a second. But one thing I need to say about the Gucci Jeezy joint, that was like a fight between just the dirty nigga nobody wanted to fight because you knew he could fight. And the popular nigga from the projects. You knew he could fight, but he really didn't get into a lot of shit. But when he did, he handled his business type thing or whatever like that. And everybody loved him, but he had a,
He fought early.
Thank you. You put it in perfect terms for me. He got that out the way late. And it followed him. You know what I mean? But it didn't let down when it got tested again. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't have to do it too much. But it didn't let down. Like, he knew he handled his business if he got into a dust up with it. And I saw the difference in the quality of music too. You know what I'm saying? It was always talking about a lot of the same shit, but the way one was more polished and the other one was just for, like, if this shit make the radio, then you know it hit. Because I know it's going to bang on the street. But once this make the radio, you know that shit a hood classic. You know what I mean? And so I was listening to all that shit. I was like, oh. And because I was looking at the different people commenting on who like Jeezy, who like Gucci. And I saw it, and I know the content of their character. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, oh, okay.
You saw the parallels.
I saw the parallel. I said, okay, I get it. And I see why I like both. I rock with both of their music. I can't say I rock with one artist over the other. I probably rock with them around the same amount. But the music that I have from them is parallel in content and sound. So if I was able to get one from Jeezy, I knew I was able to get that same type of matching track from Gucci too. You know what I mean?
So I
appreciate it. I appreciated that battle a whole lot. It was just funny. Like, I saw a meme where it was like, you know, Gucci in the chair saying, yeah, man, a lot was on my mind when I wrote this. And then it had Gucci say, oh, yeah, well, my next song is Jeezy and Ho or some shit like that. Like, it was just,
yep, play that shit.
You play that shit. Jeezy or pussy or some shit. Like, yeah, I was like, yo, that's exactly how it was. Like, the personality clashes were so black people. And it was just like
It made you cringe. It made you cringe a little bit.
It was so black. It was like, yo. Like, yo, these niggas is really just trying to be polished, grimy niggas, man. Like, one nigga try to grow up niggas. And the other nigga don't give a fuck.
Not even. So I'm sitting there looking at the shit. And I'm just watching all the hood nigga cues. I'm like, yo, this nigga WAP ain't sat down yet.
Yeah,
like, this
he
nigga,
looking
like, so
for
he
it.
He's not going to sit down.
He looking for it. Give me a reason to take this coat off. He looking for it. First half hour, nigga did not sit down. They ain't take his coat off or nothing. Everybody was nervous up until the truth was played. And then they saw that I didn't start any shit. They were like, okay, we could breathe a little bit now. Because we thought that was going to be it. Because that nigga, he emphasized that shit. Bet he won't say shit.
Yeah. Like, go dig your mans up. Bet he won't say shit. I was like,
bet he won't. Yeah, he put some stank on that line right there. Some extra stink on that shit.
So quiet as kept. Gucci Mane has a Gucci endorsement. Like, he just acquired it earlier this year, I believe, or late last year.
I think I remember hearing something about that. Carry on.
So, you know, he had a whole Gucci outfit.
Right.
Appropriate, you know, not even just a name. You got an endorsement. You're not really paying for that shit.
Right.
You remember the sum of the money that he said he was that the outfit supposedly cost?
$10K. I heard that was the numbers on his head to get that chain or something like that.
Yes. When he said that shit, I was like, really, nigga?
Yeah, he was trolling.
Like,
yo, oh, is he? He was pushing the buttons, nigga. He was pushing all the buttons. Like, I'm gonna make this nigga jump, and we gonna have it out right here. I don't give a fuck who watching.
Yeah, it's like he's going to be justified at this point. Like, he was egging him. He was like, yo, I'm here to squash this shit. Eventually, we still gonna squash it. But if I get to wreck this nigga and still get to squash it,
I'm good. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take my chances any day with that. Any day. Yeah,
it was just so funny.
Like, I did announce on that shit later. I said, oh my God, this nigga Gucci is, he's fucking relentless, yo. He was relentless. He was poking that bear, trying to get him to wake up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh. I mean, I'd say that would have went down for Gucci. You know what I'm saying? If Jeezy would have came out of pocket or whatever like that. But at the same time, he was really, really trying to push the envelope, son. Really trying to push the envelope. So I was, everybody's holding their breath. Whole first half hour, 45 minutes, nigga. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga kicked in the door with the diss track, nigga. I say, yo, this nigga just wrote this for tonight.
Today, yes.
You're on the way here.
This is the,
probably wrote
this
on the way
the
here.
Verses of Gucci versus Jeezy. I was like, this, when he released this shit? And then I realized this nigga was freestyling. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Ended off with a pussy at the end, too. I said, wow. This is how it started. Everybody at that point clutched their pearls. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Everybody at that point. They said, oh, shit. This is what's starting out. Oh, this is okay. Here we go.
This is what it's going to be.
Here we go. Here we go. Yo. That's so classic.
Nigga, 9.1. 9.1 million, bro.
Yo, that's amazing. That's amazing. And it cracked 1.8 live.
Yeah.
It cracked 1.8 live, nigga.
They were at a million before these niggas showed up.
CNN. Yes, because I was online watching the numbers grow. I said, damn, these niggas hit an M before they even showed up. I said, wow. This is must-see TV. Must-see TV right here, yo. And CNN reported on this shit, son. You got CNN reporting on this shit? CNN.
Yeah, serious.
Yo. But at the end of it all, you know, whether that was a whole staged event or whatever, I'm glad it smoothed out the way it did. If that was some real shit that happened on the spot, I commend Jeezy for, you know, looking to take the high road, and I commend Gucci for, you know, understanding that we grown men and we've been at this for, you know, 15, 20 years. Like, all right, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know where we both stand. You know what I'm saying? You know, at one point we really didn't like each other. You try to show them how much you ain't like me. And, you know, hey, it didn't work out too well for you. You know what I'm saying? And here we stand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know I'm with the shits, nigga. You know I ain't about that bullshit. So, yeah, you know, I gotta respect the code. If that's what niggas is living by, gotta respect the code. Feel me? But, yeah, mm-hmm. So anyway, on to the album so we can go into the break. I thought the album was less than average, honestly. And when I saw this, I remembered, okay, this is why I don't listen to whole Jeezy albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get, you know, I'll research the hottest joints on there and I'll be cool with those. Because when I hear the rest of it, I'm like, okay, I see why I didn't look for the rest. And that held true with me this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. And I hold the same kind of, you know, stats, you know, I would say grading rubric with Gucci too. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of Gucci Mane. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not to the depths that maybe you have, because some of the joints that he played that night, I know of, but I don't have in my library. You know what I mean? But I, like I said before, I have probably the equal amount of Gucci as I do Jeezy. You know what I mean? So, not to the recesses of their vaults I have, but I got enough to say that I'm a fan from a distance. You know what I mean? I'll put it to you like that. I'm a fan from a distance. But below average, if you ask me. I'll get into my favorites, but I want to hear what you got to say.
It was an average Jeezy album. Like,
okay. This is what to be expected. This is to be expected.
Yeah, this is to be expected.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He was trying to be a bit more, I guess, conscious. And, you know, he's made those attempts. The knock against Jeezy's music once he dropped the Young was that it was more music like this and not that trademark trap sound.
Right.
The yes and the ha-ha's.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wanted 101.
Now, I rock with that project right there. That project was probably his best piece of work that I've heard. That's probably where I got the most of my music from Jeezy. I became a fan of off of that project right there. I'll say that much.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a solid 8 tracks on that solidified Jeezy. Like, you think of Jeezy, 8 of those tracks are from that album. This definitely isn't that. So,
right.
This is what I want, like, people who haven't listened to it, please, this isn't that. It's not 103. It's not.
You're not getting that.
It's probably that Seen It All project. It's probably that Seen It All project. If I had to compare it to anything, just from the sound, the production, the features, Rick Ross is on a nice little feature streak. Like the last couple of albums that we've reviewed, has had Ross.
Had a Ross appearance
as a prominent feature.
Mm-hmm.
Like a prominent feature, like. You know, he's on one of the marquee tracks on that project. So, just 15 tracks, a runtime of 48 minutes. It left a lot to be, you know, to be desired. It left a lot to be desired. And like I said, it was just an average album. It was an average album to me. I wonder if he's going to do what a lot of other artists did and drop a deluxe version and maybe these tracks that he thought may have hit, or maybe we can get a fucking Trap or Die 3 mixtape or some shit out of this nigga. I don't know. But, like, this wasn't it, Jeezy. This wasn't it.
And I kind of went into it with thinking it was going to be like that anyway, only because whenever you have to recycle a title over and over again, you know, that's just telling me I was going to be hearing more of the same shit that I heard from the first 2 or 3 versions of this joint. You know?
Exactly.
And that just seems to be the parallel that I get. The only one I think that broke the mold with that was probably like our latest, one of our latest reviews that we had about Busta Rhymes with Ascension Level Event 2. But even though, I say that, and I think about it, and I think about it as I'm saying it, that could still hold true to the projects that we're talking about. And I'm take a detour real quick and come right back around. The fact that Ascension Level Event was such a monumental hit for Bust. That was really like the kicking the door. I'm here, like
the mainstream.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here now. Like, you know, the coming pause was, you know, me want to be artistic expression or whatever, like, you know, give you a taste of what my artistry is. But now it's slowed down to me now. This is my 4th studio album, 2 from Leaders of the New School, 1 solo, and that's my 4th one. I think I got a formula right. And that's what happened there.
He found his
You know what I mean? There it is. Paul's found his stride. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, well, Ascension Level Event 2 was to the game at this point. The impact that it had was very similar. The track layouts were very similar. The energy was very similar. The ebb and flow of the album was very similar. So, I can see why he would name it that again. Because we got more the same. And so, with saying that, with the Jeezy shit, I didn't hear the recession. I heard about it. I think I may have got like 1 or 2 tracks off. I'm not sure. I couldn't even tell you. But I see why I didn't hear about this is more the same shit from the recession. Follow me? And that's the thing about it.
Yes.
I'm going to check for Jeezy tracks. Like, you know, when I get the emails or the The new joints have been released. If I see Jeezy on it, I'm going to check for it. I'm going to see what it sounds like because I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? I like playing his music. But, again, like we just both kind of reiterated this, is if you heard one Jeezy album that's outside of 101, you heard them all pretty much. Pretty much. So with that, I'll give it C minus. Because I loaded about maybe five tracks off, 5 out of 15. That's at least a passing grade, I would say, for a whole project. You know what I mean? You got a third of them strong. So, you know, mathematically you would still be failing. But I guess album-wise, if you can, you know, get five solid tracks out of 15, you know, in this day and age, for our ear and our grading curve, then, you know, that's passing at least. Barely. But, you know, it's passing. So, that's what I said. Wasn't moved too much. Had a few bright spots. We'll get into another one of those right now. 9:31, halfway through the show. We're going to come back and talk about this Kevin Hart. Did you see the Kevin Hart special over the weekend?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah. You said you sound like you did. So we'll talk about that when we come back and see the fuck is the hype around this kid, man. Be back in a second, y'all.
Across this nation. And so we are in a state of emergency. Black people are dying. We cannot look at this as an isolated incident.
My mama's still sick. Ain't shit new. Ain't much change. The hood's still blue. Riding with a dirty chop, but the wood's still new. If they catch you off at Wendy's, they might kill you too. George still dead. Brianna still gone. Ahmaud Arbery, now you never made it home. 40 million unemployed, what the fuck is going on? Let's burn this bitch down, rebuild it like it's rolling. I just got the news, R.P. Lil Molo. They just killed a baby, took a breath with a hollow. Only in America, they drinking straight up out the bottle. Racism, no chaser, that's some hard shit to swallow. I'ma pray for shutdown, it's going down like Beirut. They wanna make us third world, that's why they sending in the troops. Send them somewhere where they know they gon' shoot. I can smell war, that's why I'm lacing up my boots.
Do what you say. This country is supposed to be about the land of the free for all. It has not been free for black people, and we are tired. Don't talk to us about looting. America has looted black people. America looted the Native Americans when they first came here.
Went to sleep a black man, woke up a black king. Feeling like LeBron when that nigga won his ring. I think I own a castle, I can see it in my dreams. I gotta pay the mortgage, so I hit a couple schemes. Fifth scale, nigga, yeah, seafood diet. Heard it's a drought, we gon' motherfucking riot. Young thug daughter, yeah, motherfucking tired. Dear Mr. President, you motherfucking fired. Can't vote for Donald, cause that nigga don't feel us. Can't vote for Donald, cause that nigga gon' kill us. Black lives matter till a nigga need a loan. Credit score good till a nigga want a home. Keep me on that front line, you can keep me in them streets. Young kid, the little homie, deep on the police. Try to make a star rise, cause they know he gon' loot. I'm ready for the war, that's why I'm lacing up my boots. Yeah.
So if you are not coming to the people's defense, don't challenge us. When young people and other people who are frustrated by the people you hate, you are paying instigators to be among our people out there, throwing rocks, breaking windows, and burning down buildings. And so young people are responding to that. They are enraged, and there's an easy way to stop it. Arrest the cops. Charge all the cops, not just some of them. Charge them in every city across America where our people are being murdered.
35 Eastern, 8:35 Central, even though it's fuck Midwest Z. We transmitting live from Mars. 914-219-0866 is the number to dial. Press 1 if you want to engage in the conversation. My co-host, that nigga Saved James, he heard the ire and the overall disdain in my voice before the break.
I want to talk about it.
I'm all for, you know, anybody getting paid. Like, I'm not a
hater.
Get your money. Get your
bag.
Yes, get your money. You know, it just seems like maybe stand up isn't your bag anymore. Might have never been your bag. I mean, it might have just been the platform, the launching site for your career. This is what, his fifth or sixth special?
Something like that. He's been putting in work for those joints, yo. Pause. Like, you know, he's got more than I realized he had. I'll say
Yeah. He had the first three that were, you know, funny to kind of funny to, ironically, the seriously funny was like the end of like all of them being, you know, at least watchable. Admittedly, he kind of bounced back. I think I went to see, I think it was the Laugh at My Pain tour. Like, me and Tamika went to go see that one. That one was probably the last one that I saw that where I was like, yo, like, all right, like, I see what the hype is. Like, okay, maybe he's one of those cats you just got to see in person. What he does doesn't really translate over through, you know, through
film,
a medium,
right,
like me, gotcha, like television or, you know, you got to
go. You know,
I've
never heard that perspective, Jovi. I've never heard that perspective. But that makes a lot of sense. Because it's like the game of baseball. Like, watching on TV don't do shit for, but when you there, baseball game
it's the
be kind
of energy in the environment.
Yo, the baseball game be kind of lit, son. So it's like, so I never thought about it like that. But go ahead, though. Sorry.
So I kind of found out, I don't know if it was purposely done as a late media blitz or just because he's so far out of my radar that I don't really notice. You know, that I don't really, you know, he doesn't really, you know, show up on anything that, you know, I pay attention to. So when I saw, I was like, okay, I'm intrigued. As we said on the, you know, on the previous show, as fans of the genre of comedy, it's like you kind of feel obligated to see people that are, you know, considered the anchors of that genre or the anchors of that community, you know, as it currently states. I mean, we all know who the big dog is, but it's like you Kevin Hart is still a name. You know, at one point,
right,
he was the big dog. Like, let's just call a spade a spade.
Yeah, he had his 15 seconds of fame. Like, he was at the top of the list for a short while.
Yeah, until Dave showed back up. But I digress.
Right. Let's be clear. The Castaway, the mice will play. Let's be clear.
But so I'm watching this shit, and I'm like, all right. Oh, he's going to do this shit from his house. Like, how is he going to do this shit from his house? And so I'm looking at this shit, and I'm like, I'm bugged out a little bit. I'm like, yo, this can't be this nigga's house.
Like, this nigga got a big fucking house. Like, yeah. This nigga got a big fucking house, nigga. Goddamn. That's his basement? Jeez.
Yeah, nigga. Like, he had a small meeting room.
Nigga. Wow. He had an auditorium in his basement, nigga. Like, for a school. He had a school auditorium in his basement. Think about that.
Facts. So when I saw that shit, I'm like, all right. And he spent a nice little penny. I'm like, okay, everybody that came in, they had little K-Hart masks on. So he did the COVID thing. So I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing. You know, I see what you're doing. Like, but the whole shit, like, the nigga was on stage in, like, silk pajamas and shit. And I'm like, okay, like, I get it. You're at home. You still could put clothes on, my nigga, but I get it. I get it. Like, this is the theme. This is the theme that you're doing. And it just kind of just came off like it's the major critique of Kevin Hart's last couple of projects. It's like all you're talking about is how rich you are now. Like, and I get it. That's your life right now. Like, that's your life. And
you ain't got nothing else to talk about.
I think he's gotten to that point where he's run out of shit to talk about. Like, his life isn't as dysfunctional
as it used to be. Yeah.
So, and even with the special he did after the whole cheating allegations, that one underwhelmed. It's like you had so much shit you could have said. Like, you had so much shit that you could have, you know, you could have used as comedic material.
And the thing about that, Jovi, I didn't even know he put one out after that. That's how disconnected I am to his press, as I would say.
So I think you might be missing probably two. You probably haven't seen the last two prior to this one.
I haven't seen, you know, the last one that I saw, it was the one right before it went to the movies.
England. Hold on. So did you see the one when he was in England?
I don't know. What was the main joke in that one? Or the joke that everybody took away from with that one? You know, each one has one joke that everybody took away from it.
I couldn't really even tell you, bro. Like, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly my point.
I couldn't really
tell you. Exactly our point.
And I think part of the reason is, and I think what happened, and we say this a lot of times with not even just comedians, but we say this about the artists, it's like they get known for a shtick, or they get known for a cliche or a catchphrase or something like that, and it's the whole... We'll call it the Gary Coleman complex.
Yeah.
You get known for one thing.
They won't let you go. They won't let you escape. They won't let you free from it.
Yeah. Like, they want you to, all right, every time you see him, man.
All the
nigga.
Time,
like,
yeah. And you know what, though? It's funny you said it, because that's what drove Chappelle out, because, like, he was saying it was crazy after the Rick James episode, Ed, because now... Everywhere you go, everybody's saying, I'm Rick James, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, they want you to perform that, you know, all the time now.
On call.
Like, nigga, I'm a human being, too. Like, that's my professional career. You know what I mean? But speaking of which, I just watched that shit. The Chappelle Show's on Netflix, y'all, if y'all didn't know that. Chappelle Show's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned on the episode... Rick James episode the other night just to see if I could still laugh at it. And guess what?
It still hits the same.
It puts me back to the moment in time where I first saw it. I shared a story with my wife all the time. My female best friend, Lucretia, I used to go to her house after I got work, because I had cable. She did. And I used to, whenever the Chappelle Show came on, I used to, you know, every Tuesday, I think it came on Tuesday nights. I used to go to her crib.
Wednesday.
It was Wednesdays at 10. So I will go to her crib after work. I get off at 9. I go straight to her crib. And I watch the joint there. And I go home after that. 10:30, you know, 11 o'clock, I'll be home. Go home, walk the dog. That night, I stayed to the 12 o'clock showing. I was like, I got to see this again.
Watch it again.
I got to watch this again. I said, Waco will be just fine. He's a grown-ass dog. He knows how to hold his pee right now. I got to watch this again. I'll be home 12:30 tonight instead of 12:45 instead of 10:45. I'm sorry. I got to watch this again.
Yeah, because only fancy niggas had TiVo. Because only fancy niggas
had
TiVo.
At that time. That was it. Other than that, you had to catch the re-air. And I was like, nah. I knew you knew that joint came back on at 12 o'clock. I was like, you know what? Nah, I got enough trees. I'll go to the store, I'll get some more Dutchess, because this is when Dutchess was a thing back then. So I'm going to get some more Dutchess. I'll be back.
The big bodies.
Yeah, it was a big beer, the Corona Deluxe, those joints. You know what I'm saying? So I, you know, that was life at that time, early 2000s. And when, you know, when that happened, I was like, nah, I gotta sit and watch this joint. It should change my life, yo. That was the funniest sketch comedy skit I saw year to date at that point. And it's still, and I don't know if anything has usurped that at this point. I still think, based on impact and just straight up just shock value to the senses.
Nah, that shit was different.
That's, yo, my nigga, that was hands down the funniest thing I've seen in like all my years of watching comedy, sketch comedy wise. And like I said, I there's not many that you could call that can, you know, speak up to that shit. And we say that to say this. That is iconically, historically, generationally funny shit, that Chappelle Show. I mean, it raised the bar so high that in a world without Chappelle's influence, Kevin Hart might have been the funniest nigga alive. He might have been.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Jamie Foxx. Them two niggas would have probably been fucking, you know, Richard and Eddie, for all we know.
Yo. And Jamie just completely stopped doing stand-up.
He straight up did, and he was funny.
He's funny as fuck.
He was funny. That I might need security, I'll still watch that to this day.
Hell yeah.
And if you don't know about I Might Need Security, ladies and gentlemen, do your homework. It's not on Fire Stick because I look. You either got to have that DVD or you got to find that shit on Amazon or eBay for a good number.
That shit probably on YouTube.
Probably no. On YouTube. Oh, you know, matter of fact, it is. It is on YouTube because I remember I downloaded a clip from it for a commercial for the show that I never ran. Now that I said that shit, I'm going to run that shit over to Thanksgiving break. Because I got two commercials that I put together that I never ran for the show. That had, like, movies.
Hey,
that was going to be our theme. We was going to use, like, you know, random movie clips that was funny to pump the show. Yeah. I got two. Yeah. I'm sitting on two of them that I never published. Don't ask me why.
Random shit.
Yeah, I'm a fine boy. I know I got one on my hard drive right here on my laptop. I got to find the Jamie Foxx one that I did. But if not, I remember what I did anyway, so I can create it again. But anyway, yes, Jamie Foxx was funny as shit in stand-up. He's funny as shit, period, until he did Ray. Once he did Ray, the funny shit was over. Like, I'm serious now. And everybody got to bend over. I got to bend over in front of everybody so they can kiss my ass. That's what it became.
Yo. Yeah. That was like, nigga, like, dead ass. I would be remiss. Like, that was me and Mika's first date, nigga. Like, we went to go see Ray.
Really?
Like, that
wow.
Shit was, yeah.
Ray was the shit, though.
So, like,
Ray was the shit.
Yeah, it was. Like, it was. You know, shout out to Mika for, you know, taking a broke college nigga out.
Hey,
and that shit was all on her dime.
Hey, look, hey, that was the first
ladies.
Test. Exactly. Invest in your future. Invest in your future. This is the gift that keeps on giving, baby. Gift that keeps on giving, goddammit. Yo, we're gonna take another quick break, and we'll just give the final review on it, maybe the high points of the other joint, and you know, where we see him, you know, in the rankings and why he doesn't seem to, why has he seen that he plateaued? Well, you know, we probably talked about a lot of it, but we got into a lot of comparative talk about the icons in the game right now. And in his own mind, which you should be an icon for yourself. And he has every right to believe that he is based on the empirical data that, you know, what his bank account is, but him having a community center in his basement. You know what I mean? So it's par for the course. But does it really pan out, though, is the question. Does it really pan out? Some more Jeezy right here, 9:50. We got 10 minutes left in the show. We'll check this one out right here. And I'm not going to get to the mainstream joints with Rick Ross and all this other shit like that. We're talking about Freddie Gibbs and 50. I'm going to get to shit that, you know, tracks that you probably won't hear off the album. Just to kind of give you, see what kind of range that he has, if you enjoy it or not. 9:50, shout out to the Bahamas. Shout out to Jamaica. Shout out to Mexico. We in Mexico now, my dude.
Hey, getting that cartel money.
Free El Chapo. No? Too early?
I mean, he can just leave whenever the fuck he
want
to leave.
Whatever he want anyway, because he got all the niggas in his back pocket. Because he got something on every, he got something on everybody. Because he can never stay locked up. He got something on everybody. Somebody's kidnapped in everybody's major family in the country. Somewhere in Mexico. Bleeding. Unfortunately. 9:51. We'll be right back. Four, 5 minutes left in the show. Save James OVP. Minus Midwest Z, 914-219-0866. Number 2 dial. Transmit live from Mars. I've been debating with these cats for the past 2 days online about Busta Rhymes versus a Meth versus, and I said Bust will wash Meth. But my man is in there saying that if you're gonna consider Meth, you gotta consider everything that he's done. Like, all his speeches got to be a part of his arsenal. And I'm like, that's the only way he'll stand a chance with Bus. If you put everything he's ever been on, and you could pick from that list. Because Bus catalog alone, album-wise, Meth had one okay album to Cal. The album was okay. That was not even... That wasn't even the fifth best Wu release. I give you five albums from the Wu before niggas started going solo that was better than Meth Joint.
Easy.
Easy five.
And that's not to, and that's not to be disrespectful to Meth Joint.
Not to be disrespectful, like, we're just letting you know the caliber.
He's my second favorite Clifford.
That, okay. You know, and I can agree with you on that, music-wise. But who Meth was, to me as a New York nigga, won't allow me to say that. But we talking strictly on wax, yes, I completely agree with you on that. So with the character of the Clifford, I'm going to have to go on Meth because, you know what I'm saying? Home team
bias.
All day. Oh,
home
yeah.
bias. I get
it. It's going to be that way.
I understand.
It's just going to be that way. It's just going to be that way. So,
if he was from Jersey, you wouldn't care. If he was from Jersey, you wouldn't care.
Not as much. Not as much because Jersey already got my heart from Redman. Jersey, that's because, I always said on the show repeatedly, and I said it everywhere I go, Redman is my favorite MC. My favorite. All right, I'm not saying he's the best, but he is my favorite MC. You know what I'm saying? So there's a difference between favorites and best. I'm saying that to say this. So we get into the bust and Meth Joint, whatever like that, and then my other man's coming into conversation and he's like, yo, Meth ain't even, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see Busta and Redman. And then homeboy like, nah, Redman ain't got enough hits to go against even Meth. And that's where we at right now. I'm like, yo, hold on. There's not going to be so much more blasphemy about Method Man being a better rapper than Redman. It's just not possible. You know what I'm saying? And then
hell
he was
no.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to hear some of these exotic, these unheard verses from Redman. I said, that's the difference, dog. Redman don't make hot verses only. He make hot songs. He make hot albums. I said, that's the difference between the two. That's what separates Redman from Method Man. Redman could do just fine without Meth. But Meth does better with Red. You see what I'm saying?
Easy.
He was doing fine without him. Redman had four albums out before they did the Black Album. So tell me something about that. You know what I mean? So, I'm trying to school these cats, man. My boy, he did an impromptu verses of Red and Meth. I told him I'm gonna do some revisions, and we'll submit it. And see what the pushback is. Because he doesn't know I think he's kind of like a surface Redman fan. Like he doesn't know like all of the real hits off of, like, he ain't got no tracks from Muddy Waters on that list. None, except for Whatever Man and Pick It Up. And I'm like, okay, those were the title tracks, but you got Superman Level 3 on there. You got, Me and My Brother with K-Solo. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you got to do some revisions on it, whatever. But at the end of the day, it could work. But overall, to end the conversation about Kevin Hart, dude's not funny unless he's tripping over something that everybody sees in the movie except for him, or he's reacting from getting slapped into a cliff or some shit like that. That's the only time he's funny. He has great reaction faces and great comebacks from a reaction and everything like that. But stand-up comedy, storytelling, we heard all this shit before, man. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. It was really a hardcore fan, and I see why now. And that's all I got to say.
We out this bitch then.
Say no more. We taking Wednesday off. We see y'all next Monday. Peace.
Yeah. Therapy, baby. For my soul. Yeah. It's trying to heal, Yeah.
Been listening to my thoughts, and lately I've been concerned. Feel like my soul on fire, let that motherfucker burn. Ain't nobody gave me shit, I'll wait my motherfucking turn. I had a few hits, even had a few misses. Got clumsy in the kitchen, even broke a few dishes. Street life scarred me, my soul need therapy. I ain't never been the one to complain, that's win or lose. Made moves and paid dues, walk in my shoes. It's like a nigga came with directions, I really made me. I was drowning, then I threw me afloat, I really saved me. Put down everything that I love, that's on my legacy. Never fucked over nobody to make a better me. If you askin' what happened with King, we grew apart. Try to sue, he took me to court, shit broke my heart. Same nigga, you made a millionaire, sue you for millions. Main man, and he wanted all, none for my children. If one fire wasn't my dog, I would've touched him. When that shit went down with Gibbs, I couldn't trust him. Invested my hard-earned money, tied up my brain.